This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The great temple to consumers, known as the mall, was in trouble well before the pandemic. And then the world's shoppers flocked online. But in Portland, Oregon, a shopping mall called Lloyd Center has found a lifeline by thinking small. Melanie Sevchenko has more.
It's Saturday afternoon at Lloyd Center, and a pop-up art market is bustling inside a vacant storeroom. This mall was near foreclosure last year, and now it's renting to small businesses and shops.
I've heard from a lot of customers coming in and just saying, thanks, I hadn't been here in years, and this is a great excuse to come and check it out again.
That's Tony Rempel, who runs record store Music Plastique inside a former Spencer's. The mall has new leases with a gallery, a hand-printed clothing company, and a tattoo parlor. Jason Levian, who owns comic book store Floating World Comics, is hoping more will come.
You think about like what has always made Portland great, and it's like the small businesses, the local art community.
Levian relocated to Lloyd Center this summer for half the rent he was paying for a spot downtown. He also has a two-year lease and access to the mall's security and PR team.
Empty stores in a mall is a deadly condition.
Mark A. Cohen is director of retail studies at Columbia Business School. He says the mall's decision to partner with local small businesses makes sense for the bottom line.
It's more an issue of survival at the moment.
Lloyd Center lost Nordstrom, Sears, and Macy's and was $110 million in debt at the end of 2021. That's when Urban Renaissance Group stepped in as a new managing partner. The company did not make itself available for an interview, but in a statement from last year, said it will be listening to and engaging with existing tenants for future plans. Dane Overton live streams an internet radio station from inside Music Plastique.
They were just open to any idea, which was very cool and telling of their situation.
For big businesses like shopping malls, leasing low-rent space is often temporary because of high operating costs for investors. But for now, says Cohen,
at least they're keeping the lights on inside their property.
Lloyd Center also hosted a roller skating disco inside an old Marshalls, as well as film festival screenings. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Melanie Sevchenko for Marketplace.